nothing else. Forget that. All is only Brahman, nothing else exists. All is Brahman alone. Transcending the intellect, transcending the mind, transcending the Vedas, also transcending oneself, transcending all people, transcending individual soul, attributeless, transcending wooden inaction, transcending art, transcending dance, the highest happiness, perceive all as Brahman alone and be attuned only to Brahman. Attuned always only to Brahman, I am consciousness alone, there is no doubt of this, I am only the light and bliss, only my own blissful self. I am only the self that is bliss of the void. Remember that I am consciousness alone, I am just existence here, always beyond time and qualities. I am of the nature of eternal reality, just the self of pure bliss. I am devoid of manifold world. I am just existence, consciousness, bliss. I am just the bliss of certitude. I am just the bliss of solitude. I am just the supreme bliss. I indeed am the perfectly full bliss. I am settled about the extent of duality. I am the definition of sovereignty. Being of this certitude, be as you please in all the three states of time. Being the self of the nature of firm certitude, filled with reality of firm certitude, being the peaceful self of the firm certitude, with a mind of firm certitude. Being the perfectly full self of firm certitude, pure one of firm certitude, the jivatma of firm certitude, auspicious one of the firm certitude. The jivatma of the firm certitude has all doubts destroyed. Firm certitude here is alone the hallmark of knowledge of Brahman. Firm certitude here is alone the hallmark of knowledge of teaching. Firm certitude here is alone the cause of attaining the treasure of liberation. Acting in this manner alone enables the firmness that I am only Brahman, I am only Brahman, there is no doubt of this, I am just existence, consciousness, bliss. I am of the nature of the bliss of the self, be of the conviction that nothing else exists. Then, renouncing even that conviction, be firm as just the One. Then, renouncing even ever, remain without any attribute. Renouncing even this attributelessness, one should transcend all worlds. Renouncing transcendence of worlds, focus on just being consciousness. Renouncing even transcendence of the self, focus on only Brahman. Renouncing being only consciousness alone also, focus on just the all silence. Renouncing that all silence also, focus on ineffable quiescence, renouncing this ineffable quiescence also, take refuge in quiescence of mind. Renouncing quiescence of mind also, take to quiescence of jiva. Renouncing quiescence of the jiva too, focus on the void of the jiva. Renouncing abandonment of the void, exist as you are. Renouncing also that existence which is beyond the range of word and mind, you should not speak of anything afterwards, nor perceive anything afterwards. Or else, with total renunciation of everything, focus on I am Brahman. Always remembering this, always thinking of this, be aware of the conviction of being without any qualities. Ever remain the knower of the truth. Ever the wise, ever the highest, ever the blissful, ever transcendent, ever devoid of defect. Ever peaceful, ever satisfied, ever the light, ever essence, ever eternal, ever pure, ever wise, ever dissolved. Ever Brahman, ever joyous, ever blissful, ever supreme, ever oneself, ever the void, ever silent, ever auspicious Shiva. Ever all, ever friend, ever ablution, ever japa, ever forgetful of all, ever renounced in silence. Renouncing attachment to the body, renounce the very substance of thought. Always be of the conviction that I am the Self, I am myself. Remaining thus, you will become liberated with no activity or inquiry. What little exists is all Brahman. Indeed, existence, consciousness, bliss. I am Brahman, this is Brahman, you are Brahman, you are that which is indicated by prajnanam Brahman, knowledge or consciousness. You are Brahman, there is no doubt of this. Be of this firm certitude and do good to yourself. Brahman is jewel of the mind. Supreme is the jewel of the mind. The doer is adornment of the mind. I am indeed Brahman, being the seer. Brahman is existence, consciousness, bliss of the nature of existence, consciousness, bliss. All is existence, consciousness, bliss. Existence, consciousness, bliss indeed. Individual soul is existence, consciousness, bliss of the nature of existence, consciousness, bliss. Non-duality is existence, consciousness, bliss. Shankara is existence, consciousness, bliss. Empirical knowledge is existence, consciousness, bliss. The object of enjoyment is existence, consciousness, bliss. Perfectly full self is existence, consciousness, bliss. The generative cause